But overall, I agree with Sean. He creates content on YouTube under Actual Justice Warrior if you want to check out his content. But what he says there is totally true.
Welcome everyone. My name is Sean, and today I want to talk about this situation that went down in Memphis, Tennessee, where 18-year-old Jalen Lobley, who ended up getting killed for his trouble, fired upon a police officer, killed that police officer, fired on a bunch of others, and we now just recently found out that this person should have never been out on the streets in the first place. He was recently arrested, and through some of the failures of the Memphis, Tennessee criminal justice system, had a low bond set for himself in the first place that was ultimately reduced to zero before he was freed. This is the standard thing that we talk about on this channel over and over and over again, where somebody is given chance after chance after chance, despite the signs that they are a danger to society, and then the obvious consequences happen, and people pretend like nobody could have seen this coming. Now, we're going to talk about this, but before we do, I want to thank everybody signed up over at actualjusticewarrior.com/join.
Give me the money. Give me the money. Okay.
And remind you that on Saturday, April 27th in Austin, Texas, I will be at MindsFest. Link to tickets, top of the description, promo code AJW for 20% off.
Meanwhile, many are wondering how a violent offender can get out without bond and commit a heinous act. 18-year-old Jalen Lobley, one of the suspects, died in the shootout with police.
And you know, it was not his first run-in with police.
So first thing I want to point out is that, as we've covered on this channel, Memphis is one of the most dangerous places on planet Earth. In fact, when we reviewed the crime statistics, the homicide statistics, what we found out is that the most dangerous country, except for one that was around 50,000 in terms of population in the world in 2023, was Jamaica in terms of homicide rate, and Memphis, Tennessee actually had a higher homicide rate than did Jamaica. That's how bad things have actually gotten, and they've gotten significantly worse due in large part to the fact of the effect of going after those five police officers that beat that suspect down. Now, to be clear, that looked like an unjustified beating, and those five officers should have been arrested, but it is important to understand that it's not just the consequences for the officers, it's the reforms after that that often lead to crime spikes, and that's what we saw in Memphis, Tennessee. I believe the homicides jumped by 100 in terms of raw numbers, and again, it catapulted them to number one in this country and more dangerous than any individual country in the world. Now, with that backdrop,
Greg, when 18-year-old Jalen Lobley got into a gun battle with police this morning, it was on the heels of being released without bond from jail at 201 Poplar. But for the crimes he was in for, many are asking, why was he out in the first place?
We're talking about 18-year-old Jalen Lobley, who reportedly was arrested back in March for a bunch of different crimes. But I want you guys to listen to the charges, because you could be arrested for a minor crime, no big deal, and then go on to commit this murder, and determine whether or not you think that's the case, or these were serious charges that indicate that this person is definitely a threat to society and should have nowhere near gotten such soft-on-crime treatment.
18-year-old Jalen Lobley was no stranger to Memphis police. We found court documents related to his arrest just last month.
Now, the reason he was out in the first place, to be clear, is because there's a crappy district attorney in Memphis, Tennessee. You have crappy members of the city council that are advocating for defund the police and all that. All the political stunts that you tend to see at the statewide level in Tennessee happen to be from representatives that cover this particular area. So we should not be surprised that the culture of Memphis, which embraces the criminal rather than the police officer, which excuses and denies crime and blames poverty rather than the perpetrator, rather than acknowledging the realities of crime, would have a situation where an offender like this would be released despite the fact that he had serious charges. And again, I just want you to hear the charges, because it really gets under my skin when I see things like this happened repeatedly across this country.
An affidavit connecting him to two car thefts on March 2nd and 3rd.
Now, to be clear, right there, they say they suspected him in two different car thefts, but we don't know if he actually did it. Those were just alleged. And honestly, just because he's the suspect in that doesn't mean they have overwhelming, undeniable evidence that he did in fact do that. And on top of that, that he's an incredibly dangerous person based on this March 5th incident. There is no way that they release this guy without even having a bond. bond without even having bail reform in Tennessee, by the way, to justify not having a bond when they had him dead to rights as the most obviously guilty person in the history of ever. But of course that's true. Of course they did. You guys know how I work. I set you up sarcastically and then throw in the punchline, and that's what went down right here.
March 5th, police were called to a Whitehaven home on Richland, listed as Lobley's address, for a suspicious vehicle. They say they found Lobley asleep in the driver's seat. They say he had a Glock 19 9mm handgun, which had a Glock switch attached that turned it into an automatic machine gun.
Okay, so I just want you guys to understand what went down right here. So Lobley was asleep in the driver's seat, probably intoxicated if we're being perfectly honest, of a stolen vehicle on his own property with a Glock gun that he possessed and an illegal modification, which is that switch that turns it into an automatic firearm. And they had him dead to rights in that particular circumstance. He was guilty as hell. On top of that, he had additional things that would lead you to believe that he was committing other crimes,
which Police Chief C.J. Davis mentioned Friday morning after Lobley's deadly encounter with police.
He was also charged at that time for two stolen vehicles and having a programming device commonly used to steal cars.
Yeah, that's right. Now, on this channel, I've told you guys out there in the audience that you should get a Faraday box in order to put your key in said box. But what this guy essentially had was the device that you should be worried about, where you program your key and you're able to start a lot of these modern cars in order to make them easier to steal. But let's be clear about what exactly happened here. This guy, Lobley, this suspect, in March of this year, was caught when the police were called for a suspicious vehicle on his property. He was asleep in the driver's seat of said vehicle. In his possession, he had a Glock firearm and a switch that converts it into an automatic weapon, which is illegal for him to actually have and be utilizing in that particular way. And on top of that, he had a device commonly used by car thieves to program cars or reprogram cars in order for them to be stolen. So you have him dead to rights right there. You have him under the suspicion of the other additional car thefts. I wonder if that device keeps a record of each and every vehicle that is programmed. Maybe we actually have the evidence from that device that he had that it was used to steal additional vehicles. But essentially, this guy is caught dead to rights. And you would think in the state of Tennessee, overwhelmingly red state, supermajority in the state house and in the Senate of the Republicans, you would actually have the laws in place in order to deal with this individual. But guess what? They don't. Here's what actually happened to this person who, again, murdered a cop.
Lobley was jailed, but the next day, a judicial commissioner gave him a $10,000 bond. At a bail hearing, another commissioner released him on his own recognizance with only a curfew from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Yeah, that's right. This guy, dangerous person, evidence that he's a repeat car thief, had a gun that was modified to fire fully automatic, was, of course, arrested and only set a $10,000 bond. But to make matters worse, the next person who ended up seeing this, who actually saw him in a hearing, thought, you know what? This guy's probably an innocent angel. He was probably stealing cars to feed his starving family. So he reduces the bond to zero, release on his own recognizance, and then lets him out as long as he abides by a curfew. And considering the shooting actually occurred at 2:30 in the morning, he didn't even keep up that end of the bargain. Now, again, I just want to point out, if you're the families of Joseph McKinney, the officer that was slain in this particular instance, this has to be incredibly disturbing. The fact is, he has this lengthy criminal history. He has been offending over and over and over again, and yet you are faced with the consequences of it. You have a relative, a loved one, pay with his life because Memphis, Tennessee didn't want to do what it needed to do when they got this guy, or should have been able to get this guy off the streets back in March.
Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy's office said, "Our office strongly argued against lowering the bond, citing the defendant's danger to the community. Despite our arguments, the commissioner approved the ROR bond."
Now look, to be clear, I don't actually care whether it was a $10,000 bond, which is very easy to pay. All you have to do is put up 10%, and that should be not that difficult for a criminal who's doing this and probably earning a good amount of money for committing these crimes, or if it was a release on their own recognizance, because effectively that can be the same thing. What you need to do in situations like this is remand dangerous people, repeat offenders, offenders that are willing to use firearms, especially ones modified to fire automatically, to custody based on their dangerousness.
Highlighting a problem people have been complaining about in the courts, criminals getting out and committing more crimes.
So both of these commissioners, or whatever the hell they call this substitute judge situation in the state of Tennessee, are wrong in my regard. Both of them deserve to be condemned. Obviously, the person who did the release on his own recognizance is worse, but the fact of the matter is, being able to put up $1,000 on these charges, 10% to a bail bondsman, likely would not have prevented this crime from occurring either. So I actually don't think that the issue in this case, as I've said multiple times, is the lack of monetary bond. The issue in this case is that this is a suspect that you should have held pre-trial, and of course you gave him the kid gloves treatment. And this is exactly what happens over and over again, time and time again, in the city of Memphis. And it's one of the reasons why the city of Memphis is one of the most dangerous cities on planet Earth.
We went to Lobley's home, as many ask, why was an 18-year-old out at 2 a.m.? Especially now that we know he had been put on a curfew.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but that question of why an 18-year-old illegal adult was out at 2 a.m. is not the appropriate question. The question is, why don't these judges, why don't these prosecutors have the ability in Memphis, Tennessee, to hold these suspects in jail pre-trial when they presented themselves as a serious ongoing threat to society? Why was it only a $10,000 bond initially? Why was it a release on his own recognizance after that? And why was it only the condition of a curfew as the reason for his release, or as something to watch out for his release? He clearly and obviously had no issue violating that. He clearly and obviously had no issue arming himself again. And now a police officer's dead because people wanted to cater to the criminal rather than to the broader society. And considering, again, Memphis is as dangerous as areas controlled by drug cartels in Latin America, you would think that maybe they would decide to change course. You would think that maybe the state of Tennessee would pass some legislation statewide to override and nerf the idiocy that we see in Memphis.
When we reached his mother by phone, she told us, do you think I really want to talk to you when my son was just killed?
Look, I gotta be perfectly honest. Calling the mother to ask her about this curfew or whatever, I actually think the mother responded perfectly fine. I understand that her son was a bad person. Her son did murder a cop. Her son was a serious criminal, a repeat offender, and all that. But what did you expect by calling the family? Do people not understand this? Poor performance by this local news reporter right here. But then they're going to cut to another person who's going to talk about repeat offenders. And I think this has a little bit more value, but I got problems with it as well.
But many in the community just wonder, when will it stop?
Children involved crime in the city is really getting out of hand. It's ridiculous. But more has to be done. It has to be done. Parents have to be held accountable for their children.
Now, look, she talks about juvenile involved crime. I will say it's juvenile 224 involved crime in Memphis is completely out of control. And she wants parents to be held accountable. Again, for the juvenile offenders is perfectly fine. But this person was 18, was a legal adult, was acting like an adult, and he should have been held accountable by the court system, not necessarily by his parents. Maybe when he was younger, some accountability from his parent would have made sense and whatnot. But the fact of the matter is, at this point in time, he was an adult. You had an opportunity to intervene, and they were derelict in their duty by not remanding this person to custody. It's absolutely tragic that we have to talk about another dead police officer based on a criminal that police actually did their job in order to get off the street in the first place. This is disastrous in every possible way. It keeps happening over and over and over again. And again, I look to the fact that there is a giant crime spike in the city of Memphis post the justified arrest of those five officers that beat that suspect. But the consequences for that and the reforms instituted for that don't help the community at all whatsoever. But that's really all I have for you guys today. I want to know what you guys think. Tell me in the comments below. But as usual, if you like this video, show me by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on the social media, support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about this Memphis police officer who was killed by a repeat offender. Till next time.